Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herbs Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Right, Frank? Oh, magical engineer Frank's. He's ready, and I'm ready. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, the global poll that was just taken with regard to COVID pandemic. So we're going to see, what they're saying on this and give us our own input here. And we do have a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform lifting this nation up in prayer. I am seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees every day, and I hope you are too. So we're going to get to this quack report after our devotional. So let's get to the devotional, because God comes first every day, all the time. And in John 14, it says, "Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let you be afraid. That's right. The Lord and the world, night and day. Well, he says if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. So that's peace. He has peace. So just remember that. You will have that peace. So seek the Lord's face, mind, time, to grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okie dokie. So, you've probably heard about the people marching in France protesting the COVID-19 virus and their health passports. New regulations, they got endorsed by their president, Macron, and they weren't happy. So they don't want to be obligated to be vaccinated with the experimental vaccine. It's not a vaccine either. And so this turned out to be a negative thing for the people. 250,000 people marched in their cities across France on Saturday, the 7th of August. The protest measures were great. They were concerned about the mandates for over COVID, and they were protesting the measures for mandatory vaccinations for their healthcare workers and the use of healthcare passports, access to public indoor activities. So the problem with the health passport is that our hand is being forced, according to one employee saying that it really has difficulty believing its use will be temporary. Well, no, it's not going to be temporary, because once they get their foot in the door, they're not going to take it back. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, COVID-19 vaccine mandates are not supported by science, says a top doctor. This is a prominent doctor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He says the mandates for the COVID-19 vaccines are not supported by science. Dr. Marty McCary, a professor at Johns Hopkins and the editor of the notable medical news website, says those who choose not to get vaccinated pose no public health threat to those already immune, he says. So he says this physician is pointing out how hypocritical it is to impose health choices upon Americans when similarly dangerous actions like extreme alcohol consumption are allowed to occur. He has a good point. He said, would we be so stern towards people making similar or worse health choices if they smoke or drink alcohol and not wear a helmet when they ride a motorbike? He says over 86,000 Americans die every year from alcohol, yet we don't have the same public health fervor for requirements for those to save those lives. So, good comparison. He also stated that public health officials and government agencies were ignoring millions of Americans who already have natural immunity to the COVID-19 infection. And he added that there is no scientific evidence to support mandating a vaccine for those with natural immunity would do any good. He said many public researchers have tried to argue with him regarding natural immunity. These researchers have falsely believed, he says, that the effectiveness and durability of the natural immune system are insufficient compared to a COVID-19 vaccine, which is not scientifically proven. He says, but here we are now, over a year and a half into the clinical experience of observing patients who were infected and have natural immunity, which is effective and it's going strong. And that's because with natural immunity, the body develops antibodies to the entire surface of the virus. Whoa. First time you heard that, probably. So Mark Carey pointed out in a study done by the Cleveland Clinic that they found that vaccinating people with natural immunity to COVID did not augment their level of protection against COVID in any way. He says he also felt vaccinating children was unnecessary, with children being very poor carriers of the virus. So I'm glad some doctors are speaking up, you know, to tell the truth, you know. So because, you know, knowledge, you know, the Bible says knowledge would be spread in the end times. It would be great. It would abound. But knowledge doesn't always mean the truth, does it? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
thanks, Frank. I know, so I was talking to somebody else, Frank, today about that. Knowledge isn't always the truth. And they go, huh? I'm like, okay, so like somebody goes to the magistrate and makes an accusation about you, and they swear out a warrant, so the magistrate has knowledge, and they swear out a warrant, but it's not true, see? So not everything that people find as knowledgeable is truthful. All right, so we're going to be talking about this global poll on the COVID. You know, the website Study Finds reported that the Peace Research Institute in Norway, along with the University of Aarhus, they did this poll. They had 6,000 adults, including the United States, Denmark, Italy, and Hungary, asking them about the COVID pandemic. They didn't poll me, Frank. Wish they had. I'd have told them what I thought. I bet you would have, too. The research team wanted to get an updated pulse on the effects of COVID and what it's had on the population. So what burdens would the people list as a result of the pandemic on their communities? What would they have responded with? Well, they got more than they bargained for in this response, on this survey, so we're going to get into it. Actually, people are just tired of not having any peace in their lives and liberty. That's what it is. So what the survey produced is people were very angry and were becoming more violent about the situation. And here are some of the highlights or outcomes of the survey. It said political situation was made worse, more violence and antagonism, anti-government environment negatively affecting health of the nation, negatively affecting people's finances, and straining relationships, as well as nullifying the rights of individuals and society. So those were kind of the gist of the people in the survey, what they were thinking about what this pandemic has caused. Here is a quote from one of the lead researchers, or Professor Henrikas Barthuk. Kaveris, I guess I pronounced that correctly. He's with Oslo Peace Research Institute. He says the pandemic has disrupted our normal way of living, generating a lot of frustrations, such as unprecedented social exclusions and a wide range of concerns. Our research concludes that the psychological toll of living through a pandemic has stroked anti-government and anti-Semitic attitudes and has led to political violence in some countries, end of quote. Well, Doc, Professor, they've had it. People have had it. They had it up to here. And so if you look at what's really taking place in France, okay, Australia even. Have you seen what's going on in Australia, Frank? It's really crazy. I've heard from Australian people. They've emailed and called. It's awful, and they're just really beside themselves. Well, when you look at this, what's going on, you realize that the people have had enough. And what would you expect from the people who are not, you know, heard by their elected officials? And heck, in the United States and in other countries, it appears you can't even vote them out of office due to election fraud. So that creates a lot of frustration. And this is a tremendous burden on the people, and they do not know what to expect next when this is occurring. So this creates a lot of anxiety and a lot of frustration, and eventually does boil over into violence. What would you expect? So when I see this kind of thing, you know what I do? I remember what the ancient Koreans did. Remember what the ancient Koreans did, Frank? Well, their rulers removed all their weapons from them, and they subjected them. And as a result, they revolted and used the only weapons they had, their own bodies. This is where the martial arts came in. This was the birth of martial arts. It was out of necessity to survive and to live free. So that was the martial art movement, born out of frustration, anxiety, and we've had enough. So we have crossed the line where people feel the only remedy to the political problem is violence. This is where we're going. And therefore, the time for peaceful demonstrations, hello, that's past. So Oslo Peace Research says this, We were surprised to find that the COVID burden does not need additional triggers to motivate political violence. Well, my response to that is, well, duh. You know? So I'm not surprised. Frank, are you surprised? I know you have a response to all this. Just, come on, give it to me. I'm open at this juncture. Well, he's thinking. So I'm not surprised, though. So what did these researchers expect, really? When you take away people's liberty, their ability for them to make a living or get an education, and then you threaten them with a poisonous poke known as the COVID serum, well, what do you think would happen? Yes, shocked. I'll tell you. Yeah. Well, I think people are shocked. They just don't recognize their country anymore, you know, and they just don't know what to do about it. Well, let's talk about the survey, because according to the survey, it was the total sum of the damage upon society over the last couple of years, almost 2 years, really, that has, they say, caused the distress with lockdowns, mask mandates, social distancing, and now the vaccine passport nonsense. So my question is, what do you think will happen when the government locks your bank account if you don't comply? What do you think is going to happen then, Frank? Right? You know what to do about it. They just don't want to. Oh, I know. People don't want to think about, you know, that's messy. Nobody wants to do it. So what is really astonishing to me is that these researchers feel it is the, quote, pandemic itself that is the disrupting factor with the associated lockdowns. I think the underlying tone here is that people don't like being lied to, confined, and they don't like being guinea pigs. That's what it is. However, the report actually describes it this way. You ready? The government restrictions have unequally impacted certain social groups more than others. This creates a perception that government is creating more injustice in society, leading people to become angry and turn away from their leaders. Hey, Frank, are we still connected, honey? I just heard a really weird click. Okay. I'm saying, what? The perception that government's creating more injustice. Perception? Well, I'd say don't confuse the word leader with dictator. So dictators don't follow the law, and you can't reason with them. They just tell you this is your new normal. Get used to it. Your old normal has disappeared. That's a dictator for you. Wouldn't you agree with that, Frank? Please. Sugarcoat it? No thanks. I already see the writing on the wall. Well, and you know what really frosts my boat? You know what really gets me, Frank, is this whole notion that... What, Frank? And don't confuse the word perception with reality. Yeah, thank you, Frank. I like that one. Well, you know what really gets me, Frank? Is if you think about this whole concept with the pandemic, it really is to make each person supposedly responsible for the wellness of others. You know, that is statistically impossible. For instance, if I don't wear a mask and my local postal clerk gets sick, it's all my fault kind of thing, right? So we play with words like exclusion and marginalization, when in fact, it's just tyranny. So people don't like tyranny, no matter what you what label you use on it. And I think it has, you know, dawned on some people why the governments of the world wanted so much control over the healthcare systems to really install medical tyranny, another form of control. So what we have now is public distrust of government more than ever before. So, you know what? They may just, you know, the grain of rice, you know, that extra straw on the camel's back kind of thing. You know, they just might put step in it. What do you think, Frank? You know, push the people just a little too far. Well, last thoughts on this. Now, the Peace Research Institute did close their report stating that after the pandemic is over, the government needs to address public concerns and repair their broken relationship with the people. I personally don't think that's going to happen. Do you think that's going to happen, Frank? Are we going to get a "I'm sorry"? You know, a little postcard, you know, with the smiling, you know, leader on it. "My bad." Can you see it now? "My bad." No. I think the world government... What, Frank? That's like remarrying your ex-spouse. Just a bad idea. Yeah. Well, this is true. I mean, what I think is the world governments are in this for the big one world government enterprise. That's what I think. They got momentum, and they're not going to give it up willingly. Mm-mm. So keep your powder dry, right? Here's what I reported. This is back in January 2021. I reported this. This was from the Government Technology and Emergency Management. They said, poll after poll with alarming numbers say that people don't want the vaccine and don't plan on being inoculated with the COVID vaccine. They're just not listening, are they? So, okay, that's you know, 7 months ago. People don't want it, and now they're just up in the ante with the door-to-door knocking. And then, of course, they're going to pressure your employers to mandate it. That's not, you know, making up with the people. No. So according to current reports from the medical establishment and all these new surveys, what they're showing is people are showing distrust not only in the COVID serum and its safety, and they're showing distrust in authorities, but they're and they're blaming it on a lot of misinformation circling around on social media as well. So it kind of stands to reason that, you know, people, you know, tend to read medical reports. They do, and they know it takes a long time to develop a good vaccine, if there is such a thing, and to make one in less than a year, the people are wondering about it and its safety record. That's what I said in January. So the Government Technology Emergency Management said that a huge lack of trust with regard to the vaccine is, the U.S. agency feels Americans are squandering an opportunity to get their vaccine free, by the way, under control and get this virus under control before it mutates and becomes more lethal. Well, we already know what the science really says is viruses don't get more lethal. They get weaker, not more lethal. Unless, of course, you're creating more versions of it in a lab to throw onto the people. And again, that's just really dishonest. And it's not scientific. So we hear from a lot of virologists that the virus has already mutated and, you know, your COVID vaccine is not really of any use anymore. And it says people say, well, we got to get vaccinated to go back to normal. People, listen, they don't want you going back to normal. The New World Order wants their normal version of normal. Okay? Their vision, not the same as yours. Here's what Neil Johnson's physicist at George Washington University said. I estimate that in the recent months, 10% of the people on Facebook are asking questions about vaccines and have switched to non-vaccine positions. Also, Anthony Castagna, he's a 65-year-old guy from Texas who already had naturally gotten COVID and got over it. He said, why would I risk the vaccine mutating what my old body has taught itself? True. So, you know, people, I guess these people, these leaders forget, you know, what we've been told for decades about how your immune system works and how it makes an antibody, and then your antibody is there, you know, for life, and you kind of pass it on to your children. Now they're saying, nah, that doesn't work. Your immune system doesn't work that well. If you get an antibody, it's short-lived, and then it's not. You have to have the vaccine. The vaccine's the only way to go. So people are saying this does not compute. See, you know, they're switching the science just like they're changing up history. See, so the CDC survey made public in November, they said they found 63% of healthcare professionals said they would go ahead and get the COVID vaccine, which was barely different from the numbers found in the general public. So we're kind of hovering at that 40% of people not wanting still to get this vaccine. And see, that's just not sitting well with the leaders, if you want to call them that. So, you know, there's total dominance, there's total compliance. You got the people being dominant, they want total compliance. That's how they know they have the one world order right in their hand. So more people are really, though, looking for healthier, safer options to protect themselves these days. And they're looking at vitamins and minerals and herbs and spices. And I keep reminding people the 2019 published report, the U.S. National Library Institute of Health study said if you got zinc, immune system uses it to protect the outer layer of your cells from being penetrated by COVID so you don't get sick with COVID. Zinc is an immune system mineral. So if you got zinc, COVID's not a problem. That's what they said. If you want some high zinc in a whole food form, call the folks at Apothecarbs. They have the astragalus root that has a high zinc profile. Now, your echinacea does have zinc as well, but you only can use echinacea when you're sick, not as a prevention kind of thing. So look to them. They got the advice you might want to check out. They do have pandemic kits as well and deep tissue organ cleanses if you need to get rid of stuff you shouldn't have. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. It's 866-229-3663. Visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they have a free catalog for you if you request it. So check it out. Get empowered. Have some tools and some information. You will not be disappointed. And the reason you won't is because a higher power has guaranteed herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's God, and he can't lie. And I can see by the clock we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Bouncy. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're back. And we're going to be talking about this cough. We mentioned it, and I mentioned it, I think, beginning in 2017. But this cough has kind of been here. Usually came around the holidays, you know, the fall season. And as people traveled, you know, I actually could see it traveling across the United States by the number of calls we got. And at the time, it seemed to be like every other year. But now we have it all the time. So we're talking about this chronic cough thing. And back in 17, doctors didn't know what it was. I pretty much didn't know what it was either. But I knew what herbs help with pathogens that create coughs and inflammation of the airway and stuff like that. So we had some great success using some herbs for this cough that didn't want to go away. But you know what I think now? You know what I think it is, Frank? I think it's COVID. That's what I think. I think it's a virus that sometimes people get, and then they get run down, and they can't seem to shake it. They can't seem to shake, you know, the lingering of it. So we're going to talk about this chronic cough, which I think now is the COVID cough. The COVID cough. So, get a lot of calls, different parts of the world, this cough, chronic cough they couldn't shake. Usually calls from the West Coast to the Central U.S., and I got a lot of those. They reported that they had a cold or sinus infection or maybe even a flu bug, and then they got over it, but then this cough would come within a day or two after they recovered, and they couldn't shake it. They couldn't shake the cough. So no one was really getting much sleep, obviously. It's important that you get rid of a cough, obviously. And in fact, 23 million Americans every year see their doctors for cough remedies. Now, people do report that they did seek treatment. The ones I talked to, doctors prescribed various medications. They started maybe with antibiotics and then cough suppressants. maybe with codeine in it, and they moved to steroids after that, and nothing seemed to work. Now, some said that their symptoms were improved or went away only to come back within a few days. So typically, a cough is really not considered chronic by medicine until you've had it for 3 weeks or longer. I talked to someone, Frank, that had it 4 years. 4 years! And their doctor couldn't get rid of it. Now, people I spoke with have, you know, had these coughs for months, but the one that I spoke to that had 4 years. That was kind of the longest one I spoke to. So some of the common causes for having a cough typically could be like a nasal drip, allergies, of course, asthma, acid reflux. Blood pressure medicines can give you a cough, as well as, you know, if you got bronchitis or pneumonia bugs, you can have a cough then. Tobacco use or exposure to tobacco smoke, also vaping, that can cause a cough, as well as if you're around wood-burning heat sources, wood stoves, kerosene heaters. People also can have a cough if they have sleep apnea conditions, and also stress can create a cough reflex. So some of the common reasons related to these would be maybe somebody has cystic fibrosis or damaged airway, or they've aspirated and have a lot of food in their airway and just don't know it. Lung cancer, inflamed airways that are not related to asthma, as well as other inflammatory diseases. So when you go to the doctor, guess what? They're going to do all these tests. And what tests do is a process of elimination. So there's lots of medications, though, like I said, that can create this chronic coughing. There's a website called rightdiagnosis.com, and you can click on the symptoms of chronic cough there, and they can give you the list of the medications if you want to check it out. Or what a lot of people do is they take their medication name, type it in the search engine with the word side effect, and then they read the list of side effects, okay? Some search engines don't they don't give you all the side effects. They only give you the top common ones. So you want the websites that give you the more detailed list if you can. Or just reference the physician's desk reference that bookstores and libraries have, and you can check it there. So it's really easy to associate, you know, a lot of tobacco smoke with a breathing or secondhand smoke with a breathing problem or a cough. However, people seem to be kind of astonished that they develop a cough when they use, the vaping cigarettes. So smoking offers a lot of side effects and encourages a cough, like an overly dry or irritated throat kind of cough. So if you're vaping, that could be it. Long-term use of regular or electronic cigarettes can create what is known as smoker's flu. So where the user experiences symptoms associated with influenza. So those using electronic cigarettes state that the symptoms subside after they get used to their vapors a bit. And one thing that I consider is you want to include it in the electronic vapor is they have propylene glycol in there, Frank. Isn't that nasty? So that's not good for your lungs. It's used in the vape to flavor the nicotine vapor. It's a liquid, has a drying effect in the mouth and the throat as well. So I anticipate a lot of young people that use the vaping to have oral health, a digestive throat, you know, lung problems down the road. It's fairly common for people to be sensitive, you know, sensitive to propylene glycol. It causes a lot of reactions, can create a lot of throat sensitivity, and create coughing. Now, classic symptoms, if you do, this is from the Mayo Clinic on chronic coughs, it creates a lot of hoarseness in the vocal cords, wheezing, shortness of breath, heartburn, a sour taste in the mouth, runny or stuffy nose, sore throat, coughing up blood, which is listed as rare, inability to talk, and cough may or may not produce clear or lightly colored phlegm. So when I'm talking to these people that have this cough they can't shake, I ask them, is it a dry cough or is it their production on the cough? Is there mucus? Some say just dry, and some say dry and sometimes mucus. And I say, well, what does the mucus look like? And they say, it looks clear or white and foamy. So that's a telltale sign, because that seems to be clicking with the COVID thing. So I'm thinking they have this virus they have trouble shaking. So modern medicine states that females are more sensitive to coughing than males are. It appears that women have more sensitive cough reflexes than men do, so they're more prone to chronic coughs. And a chronic cough condition can cause other problems, but they can put people at a greater risk of operating machinery, driving a vehicle such as that. You know, if you get a coughing spasm, that could be a problem. So dizziness and loss of balance and consciousness can also be associated with continuous coughs, headache, fatigue, fractured ribs from coughing all the time, as well as strained abdominal muscles, which is very common, and loss of bladder control. Yes, if you have, like, for instance, when you get like bronchitis and or pneumonia, you got a lot of mucus you got to cough up, you can strain those abdominal muscles. You are so sore and tired. What I like to use is peppermint. You can use peppermint tea if you have some and drink some of that. It relaxes the diaphragm muscle. You can still cough, but it relaxes it so you don't strain it. If you don't have peppermint tea, then I would use a peppermint extract or tincture. And it's analgesic as well. So peppermint, sometimes I'll add a bottle of peppermint tincture to a pneumonia kit, for instance, if people are having trouble coughing up phlegm and mucus. So patients now who seek help from their medical practitioner, you know what they're told, Frank, about this cough they can't shake? They're told that most likely it's a virus, so of course the antibiotics that they gave them aren't going to work, and it most often occurs after having a cold, okay? So the common cold is blamed for this condition, and I'm just like, okay, common cold, you know, sort of like, you know, a virus is a general term that is a label for, we don't know what you got, you know? That's pretty much what a virus is labeled. According to Dr. Norman Edelman, he's with the Medical Chief American Lung Association, he says most common symptoms go away after a few days. A cough can hang around for weeks because sinuses can cause airways to become swollen and oversensitive, and symptoms can persist after the virus is gone. Okay, Doc, what about the lady that had it 4 years? What about that? Oh, I probably hear, oh, it's an isolated case. I probably, you know. Well, so if you got a lot of sinusitis and rhinitis and acid reflux, you can get a lot of mucus with coughs. This is a Mayo Clinic report, some research they did on chronic coughing. They say often it can be triggered with just a sinus infection. Their research also said that chronic sinus inflammation can give you what is called a weeping drip of mucus that is pretty much the underlying cause of a cough. Well, what happens is you have these little tiny hairs in your bronchial, okay? And if you got a little drip going down every time you take a breath, you're sucking in some of that airborne mucus, and then it's kind of attaching as it goes down onto these little hairs. And so then the hairs get kind of like weighed down with this mucus, and it's sort of like, think of a tree with ice on it, and it bends over. So these little hairs bend over, and they tickle the side of the trachea, and you cough. So basically they're saying get rid of the mucus, and you get rid of your cough. And a lot of times that's absolutely true. So, and mucus, really, people don't like mucus, but mucus is really part of the immune system function to encapsulate an infection. It doesn't want spreading. And it's your job to cough it up and get it out of there. A lot of people don't want to cough. A lot of people can't get enough power behind their cough. So in those instances, I like to use an herb called lobelia because it dilates the bronchial, makes breathing easier, and you can get more power behind the cough. And it works like an expectorant if you have congestion. So it's one of my favorite herbs to use for that. A lot of research also with CT scans that say a lot of inflammation in the nasal passages can be the reason for coughing with, you know, associated mucus. So be aware that mucus can be your friend, but you have to work with the immune system using mucus to protect you. Got to cough it up. Okay, so other causes, the body reacts to what it comes in contact with. Sometimes, you know, infection or condition can be caused by maybe some of the foods you eat, and you can have pathogens or environmental toxins. So, you know, you could be allergic to something as well. A lot of foods create a lot of mucus in the system, like cheese and dairy products, so like cow's milk, so be sensitive to that. You could be allergic to it and just not know it. Basically, use some common sense. You know, use your search engines. You can find, if I can dig up these research reports, so can you. And you could read through a lot of this. Sometimes we're just a pile of minerals if you take the fluids away. So sometimes we have a lack of minerals in our system that is hindering us from getting over a chronic problem. So like we were reporting from the U.S. National Library Medicine Institute of Health, they were saying that the immune system uses zinc to protect you from COVID. So that's just one example. I think a lot of internal medicine disorders is really because of a lack of minerals, basically. But medical doctors aren't taught nutrition. They're actually drug pushers for the drug companies because the drug companies are on campus influencing doctors. They're also paying for the medical textbooks and influencing what's in there. So your doctors, you know, they're good with physiology and chemistry. It's good with trauma care, but for internal medicine issues, it's all about managing your problem, not curing it. So that's not what I go for. That's what I reported on in 2017. Unfortunately, it's the case today, 4 years later. And that goes in hand with that lady who had the cough for 4 years. And so people say, well, what do you do for that? Well, it's not just one thing that usually gets you over the hump with stuff like this. It's usually a combination of things. So if you think you could just call up a place or go in a store and pick something off the shelf, one thing, and it'll get rid of it, most of the time that's not going to happen. You may get some relief, but it's not going to get you over the hump. So what I like to do is address the inflammation, the cough itself, the pathogen that's still there. It's a combination of stuff. So if you went on to the powerherbs.com website, if I was going to order something for my chronic cough, I would order the pneumonia kit, the thyme tincture. Now the pneumonia kit has an expectorant with it, that natural lobelia I was talking about, and it also has an echinacea formula to kill the pathogen. And then the thyme tincture is one of those old-timey herbs that they used to use for whooping cough, and it has a germicide in it to kill a pathogen. So whether it's viral or germ-oriented bacterial, sorry. Hey, Frank, are you there? You still with me, Frank? Okay. I just had a book fall on my control, and it just turned off my mic. You can hear me, right? Okay. So I love thyme because, you know, it's great for whooping cough, you know, and it's got a germicide in it, so it's very helpful. And I like to pair it with the pneumonia kit. And then if you've got inflammation and you've got aches and pains, like you still got a flu bug, do not turn off the immune system by taking an aspirin product or a Tylenol product, because we know it interferes with the immune system because it lowers fever. So you'll be sicker longer if you do that. So I like to lift the discomfort with willow bark and meadowsweet, which is in the pain anti-inflammatory liquid, and they have it in extra strength if you need it. And this is at thepowerherbs.com. And then I would also layer in some Taifu oil, which is a nice product that you just put – it's an oil. You put it in your palm of your hand. You rub your palms, cup over nose and mouth, breathe deep, and it just really disinfects the airway. It shrinks any swollen passages, and it has this calming effect, and it helps you. So you see, this is a layering of things. So you've got a very targeted formula for the pulmonary with the pneumonia kit. You've got an additional help with the thyme tincture. And a lot of times when you layer herbs like this, they have a synergistic effect and they magnify the power of one another. And then you have the anti-inflammatory pain formula and the Taifu. So I have dealt with this cough, chronic cough situation with those items. People just do very well within a couple of weeks. They're feeling pretty normal. So, I just give God all the praise there. So his herbs are excellent and they do what he says they're going to do. And you won't be disappointed because God made them. He's the chemistry expert. So, definitely be aware that, you can't reinvent that wheel. Nope. No, God gets all the praise and all the credit all the time, every day. Okay, so we have a few minutes. Now, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, do sign up for the newsletters because you'll get a lot of this kind of information each week in your email free. So it's only distributed by email. So if you want one, go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters there. American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and Health Quest goes out on Friday. And you'll get lots of empowering health information in both of those issues. So check that out when you can at thepowerherbs.com. And I know people are saying, well, where's the new catalog? Okay, new catalog most likely, ideally, realistically, is going to be here the 1st of September. You know how it is with proofs and delays with printers. So most likely 1st of September. So I would just check back. But they do have a current catalog. The 20th anniversary catalog is still being sent to people if you want one. I know that the new catalog is going to have some new items in there. And when we get closer to the debut of the new catalog, I'll share a lot of that with you. And also pricing will change. Everything's gone up in cost. Gas gone up in cost. All this freight has gone up in cost. So things have got to go up. And so if you want to, get ready for fall and winter with a lot of your immune support products, definitely take advantage of that before the prices change, probably close to the end of August. Now if you're on the email list, the master list, you would have gotten an email today with that announcement letting you know, hey, winters will be here soon, and use these coupon codes to save on your order. So there's 3 coupon codes that were sent out. They are also on the website under each of the individual categories for the product line. So if you click, let's say, on the immune support stuff, in the top left corner, you'd see a little button that says herb coupons. And you just click on it and go grab you a coupon to put in your cart. But you can use the coupons over the phone or write them down on your mail order form if you want. Basically you can get free shipping, 10% off and so forth. So, definitely take advantage of those coupons and save with the old pricing until the end of the month. Powerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. All right. Now, I did want to mention that, some people have called Frank. They've called and said, you know what? They're seeing some interesting responses from their medical professionals that when they tell their doctor, no, I don't want to do that kind of treatment. No, I don't want to take that drug. Isn't there anything else? No. Well, the doctors are getting kind of frustrated with their patients, and some of them are getting dumped by their patients. Now, I got a call from somebody that said that – they had a particular situation that had Addison's disease, and they went to the clinic, hospital, and they were waiting to see their doctor, who was a specialist for this thing, and this person was wearing a mask, and the doctor walks in without a mask. Okay. Interesting, isn't it? So the patient asks politely if the doctor will please put on a mask because of her disease. And he just stands up and leaves the room, and he tells his staff that she's no longer his patient and she has to leave. Wow. Right? I'm like, what? But this can happen. There's kind of like these new rules in healthcare. Some hospitals have enacted what is called refusal of care rules, even. And now, obviously, this doctor, you know, was refusing to put on a mask. But I'm just saying, patients that don't go along with the program. Well, yes, Frank, he loves that doctor didn't put on a mask. Well, he tried to tell her that, you know, there's no scientific data that supports these masks protect you from COVID, but I guess they had a little discussion, and he just got frustrated and left. But so I'm just letting you know that, you know, there's these new refusal of care rules within healthcare. They started circulating around 2019, right before the COVID thing came about. It's kind of vaguely defined rules that can be interpreted in pretty much any way you like. And these rules seem to be a collection of almost pre-existing, you know, smattering of rules from this and that. But I'm just hearing from a lot of patients that if they challenge what's recommended by their doctor, they run the risk of their doctor not wanting to treat them anymore. Well, what kind of relationship is that if you can't ask questions and say, well, you know, what's the bad results or the side effects of this drug? You know, is there something safer? Well, the thing is, you know, all drugs have side effects. So asking if there's something safer, well, it just depends on how you want to look at it. Drug therapies are what they are, and they're prescriptions because they're toxic. That's why you have to have a prescription. People don't think of it that way. But anyway, so I'm just letting you know that if you're getting some pushback there, that's because of these refusal of care rules that are just weird and out there. So, and I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but I've enjoyed my time here with you. And don't forget, check out thepowerherbs.com and take advantage of their coupon codes and their old prices, because they're about to change. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.